So we're diving into the iconic track, Iron Man, by Black Sabbath today. It's one of those songs that's just, you know, it's really stood the test of time, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It's fascinating how a song like Iron Man can be so enduring. I mean, beyond the powerful riffs and Ozzy's haunting vocals, there's this whole dystopian narrative that feels almost prescient.
Right. It's like a warning from the future in a way. The character of Iron Man in the song is someone who's misunderstood, a bit of a tragic figure, really.
Do you think that's part of why the song resonates so much?
Oh, for sure. It's that blend of personal struggle and societal fear that really hits home. You know, the critique of war and technology in the lyrics, it kind of reflects the band's own anxieties and the broader fears of the time.
Exactly. And it's interesting how Black Sabbath managed to weave these themes into their music. The whole album Paranoid, where Iron Man features, is full of those kinds of sentiments.
And let's not forget the impact on heavy metals as a genre. Iron Man and the whole album really set the stage for so much of what came after. The downtuned guitars, the dark lyrical themes.
Yeah, they really pioneered that sound. And it's funny because back in the day, critics weren't always kind to them, but history has certainly proved them wrong.
Isn't it wild how that happens? The initial reception was mixed, yet here we are talking about it as one of the most influential tracks in metal history.
It just goes to show how sometimes the real value of art isn't immediately recognized. I mean, Iron Man is just a staple now. It's one of those songs that even people who aren't metal fans know.
True, and it's been covered by so many artists across genres. It's like a rite of passage for rock and metal musicians.
And beyond music, it's also had an impact on pop culture. I mean, look at how the character of Iron Man in the Marvel Universe has become so iconic. The song even features in some of the films.
It really does, and I think what makes Iron Man so timeless is that it taps into something universal, you know? The fear of the unknown, technological advancement, and the human condition.
Right, and that haunting melody just seals the deal. It's one of those tracks you never forget once you hear it.
Exactly. It's a testament to Black Sabbath's ability to capture and convey such powerful emotions through their music.
Well, thanks for tuning in to our discussion on Iron Man. It's been a great deep dive into what makes this track so legendary.
Yeah, it's been a blast. Until next time, keep listening to those classic riffs.
It's fascinating to see how the dynamics within Black Sabbath evolve over the years. The constant lineup changes and artistic differences seem to be a recurring theme, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. It's like a roller coaster of emotions and decisions. I mean, the frequent changes in vocalists and musicians definitely impacted their sound and public perception. Just look at how members like Geezer Butler and Bill Ward expressed their disillusionment with the band's direction.
Yeah, I can imagine how challenging it must have been for them. The whole hired help feeling that Gillan mentioned, it's almost like they were losing their identity as a band. And the label's insistence on using the Black Sabbath name, even when it wasn't a true Sabbath album, must have added to that frustration.
Exactly. Iommi's struggle to balance his solo ambitions with the band's legacy is a prime example. His vision for projects like Seventh Star, initially as a solo album, but then being released under the Black Sabbath name, shows the tension between personal creativity and commercial expectations.
Right, and it seems like that tension was a double-edged sword. On one hand, it pushed them to explore new sounds and collaborations, but on the other, it sometimes alienated fans and even band members. You know, Glenn Hughes mentioned feeling out of place in Sabbath, likening it to James Brown singing in Metallica.
That's a vivid comparison, and it's a testament to how mismatched some of these lineups felt. But it's also incredible how, despite all these upheavals, they managed to create music that still resonates. Albums like Headless Crosses and Tyre, despite their mixed reviews, have this cult following.
Totally. And then you have the reunions, which were like a breath of fresh air, bringing back that classic lineup. The Live Aid performance, for instance, despite them being separately drunk, symbolizes the magic they could still create together.
Yeah, and I think that sense of nostalgia and longing for the original magic is what kept bringing them back together, even amidst all the chaos. It's almost like they were chasing the spirit of their early days.
And that early spirit, their influence on heavy metal, it's undeniable. Despite the ups and downs, their legacy in shaping the genre is unshakable. It's interesting how they were often dismissed by critics but hailed by fans.
Exactly. Their use of the tritone, the so-called devil's interval, and those ominous lyrics really set them apart. It's what made them pioneers, even if it wasn't immediately appreciated. It's like they were ahead of their time, in a way.
And speaking of time, the fact that they came full circle with that final charity show in 2025,
Bringing back the original lineup for one last hurrah, it's quite poetic, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's a fitting end to their saga. It shows that despite everything, there was still that bond, that shared history that couldn't be erased. It's a powerful reminder of their impact and legacy.
You know, it's really fascinating to think about how Tony Iommi's personal challenges and innovations shaped the sound of Black Sabbath, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. Iommi's story is just, it's incredible. I mean, losing the tips of his fingers could have been the end of his guitar career, but instead, he adapted in such a way that it actually helped define the sound of heavy metal.
Right. It's almost poetic how he used adversity as a springboard for innovation. Those lighter strings and the downtuning, it all added to that dark, heavy sound Sabbath became known for. And then there's his influence on the riff. I mean, Ozzy himself said Iommi should be up there with the greats. It's hard to imagine metal without those iconic riffs.
Yeah, and Ozzy's right about the riffs. Iommi had this knack for creating something new and jaw-dropping every time. It's like each riff was a new world, a new dimension. And then you pair that with Geezer Butler's lyrics, which were just, you know, so evocative and full of that menacing apocalyptic imagery.
Exactly. Geezer's lyrics often touched on themes that were, well, both ahead of their time and timeless. And when you combine that with Ozzy's unique vocal delivery, you get this perfect storm of sound and emotion that was just revolutionary. It's no wonder they're considered the Beatles of heavy metal.
And their influence is just staggering, isn't it? I mean, the list of bands they've inspired reads like a who's who of heavy metal and rock. From Metallica to Slipknot, even bands like Nirvana were touched by what Sabbath did.
Absolutely. And it's not just metal. Their impact crossed over into alternative and grunge as well. It's the kind of legacy that almost feels mythical. Their music wasn't just about heavy riffs. It was about creating an atmosphere, a feeling, and that's something that resonates across genres.
Yeah, and there's that cultural aspect too. I mean, they weren't afraid to put the darkness and despair of their working class roots into their music. You can hear Birmingham's industrial grit in every note. It's raw and real.
And that authenticity is what makes their music endure, you know? It's like they tapped into something primal. Even when they were initially dismissed by critics, they just kept pushing forward and now, lauded as pioneers.
It's amazing how their music has this timeless quality. Even decades later, it sounds fresh and relevant. And the fact that they turned an accident into an opportunity to innovate.
Mm-hmm.
It's just inspiring.
Absolutely. And their journey is a testament to the power of resilience and creativity. Iommi's ability to overcome and adapt, and the band's determination to carve out a new sound, it's a story that will continue to inspire musicians for generations.
For sure. And it's a reminder that sometimes the greatest art comes from the most unexpected places. It's been a fantastic deep dive into their legacy and innovation. I can't wait to see how future generations will continue to reinterpret their work.
Indeed, their influence will echo for years to come. Thanks for sharing insights today.
My pleasure. And to our listeners, keep exploring those heavy riffs and dark themes. There's always more to discover. Until next time.
Wow, the sheer depth and breadth of Black Sabbath's discography is just, it's staggering, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's amazing how they managed to explore so many different themes and sounds across their career. From their early days with Paranoid and Iron Man to the nuanced work in 13, they've really charted an incredible journey.
Right. And it's interesting how their influence extends far beyond just heavy metal. They've been cited by so many different artists across various genres. It's like they're this musical cornerstone.
Exactly. And it's not just about the music, the cultural impact, you know, like how their songs are often used in films and pop culture. It just speaks to their enduring legacy.
And speaking of legacy, their induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and receiving the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award really underscores their importance in music history.
Yeah, those accolades are well deserved. And it's funny because despite from rocky moments and lineup changes, they just kept pushing boundaries.
And let's not forget their live performances. I mean, Black Sabbath's concerts were known for their intensity and energy, right?
Oh, for sure. It's like they were able to channel this raw, almost primal energy that really connected with audiences. Their farewell tour was a testament to that.
Indeed. It's fascinating to see how they balanced commercial success with artistic integrity. I mean, they never really compromised on their sound, even when it wasn't the most popular.
Yeah, and that uncompromising attitude is what made them pioneers. They weren't afraid to tackle dark themes or experiment with their sound.
And that experimentation is evident in their albums. I mean, each one is like a snapshot of a different phase in their evolution.
And yet they all maintain that distinct Sabbath sound. It's a testament to their innovation and adaptability.
Exactly. They've left a lasting mark that's going to resonate for generations. Thanks for diving into this with me today.
My pleasure. And for our listeners, keep exploring the depths of Black Sabbath's music. There's always something new to discover. Until next time.